This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But this is too important. This is the kind of thing that I've devoted my entire career. It's certainly over the last 40 plus years.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
And we are in a crisis right now, and there's no chance I'm going to walk away from this.
They can't fire me. I'm indestructible.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The most popular words used to describe America today: downhill, divisive, negative, struggling, lost, and bad.
Where am I?
The pit of despair. Don't even think.
Don't even think about trying to escape.
So my advice to everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, go to a kickboxing class, have a margarita.
Just let it out. Have a good cry.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, I look at the headlines during the break, and sometimes I see them, and I think this got to be the Babylon Bee, but no, it's a roll call. Trump pounces. How can they write that with a straight face? Why is it only Republicans who pounce and seize and weaponize? Trump pounces and Scranton Joe shows signs of fight in 2024 preview. They can't be serious. Scranton Joe? Signs of fight? You could push him over with a feather. Watch him walk. He's got to show signs of being able to walk before he can show signs of fighting. Sitting president threatens to do push-ups in East Room as former president rants on Fox. Maybe it is the Babylon Bee. They've just hacked in to the roll call. By the way, Taylor's got a story. There's been another hacking incident overseas on the Eastern Front, right, Taylor?
Yeah, some hacktivists, they give themselves a certain name, but they call themselves hacktivists, claim that they have hacked the Belarus rail system and stopped the Russian buildup of troops on Ukraine border.
All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden here, no joke. I drew a line in the sand, and I warned Putin, if you cross this line, I'll draw another line, pal.
Like Michelle Wu with her vaccination deadline for city workers. But I wanted to keep drawing those red lines. Just, you know, we'll take them. We'll take it. By the way, do you think there's going to be a war? I don't think there's going to be a war. That would have been a better poll question today. Do you really think Russia's going to invade? Because I don't.
Joe Biden here. I'm going to fix Ukraine almost as well as I fixed Afghanistan. No joke.
How about the United States of America? How about the southern border? How about the supply chain crisis? How about the crime wave in the urban areas and elsewhere? There's a story in one of the papers today saying shoplifting epidemic is not going to end anytime soon. Not while Joe Biden is president and all these George Soros prosecutors are ensconced in the DA's and state's attorney's offices around the country. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Clyde Mays Bourbon, made in Alabama since 1946. When Clyde Mays started making his bourbon, he was a bootlegger, but they've expanded and legalized since then. An American story of true grit and spirit. It is a great story. It's all right on the label, on the bottle, and it's great stuff. Clyde Mays, where they never rush the process, which makes the taste stand apart from all the rest. Clyde Mays Bourbon. Find it at a store near you.
If Russia invades Ukraine, Does Hunter Biden get combat pay from Burisma?
Yeah, that's a, you know, you better not invade before February 1st when the check, the transfer is made of his $83,333. I know he doesn't get it anymore. He was getting $1 million a year. He had no experience in the oil and gas business. He did not speak the language. He had never been to Ukraine, but his expertise was worth $83,333 a month. To wit, $1 million a year.
Kamala, I love you because you always got my back, said the fly to the spider.
Yeah, that was very weird. Very weird when he said that on Friday.
Lovey, did you hear the famous singer named Pot Roast died? He had one of the biggest albums of the 70s, Bad on the Run. I'd categorize his music as a cross between James Taylor and Livingston Taylor.
What about Alex Taylor? The third brother. James Taylor, of course, is John Kerry's dear friend. They fly around on jets together.
I wonder if General Milley has already reassured the Russians there'll be no retaliation.
Yeah, remember General Milley said that he called the Chinese and said, well, if we get the order to attack, as if Trump was going to order the U.S. military to attack. I mean, talk about Trump derangement syndrome. We won't go through with the order. I don't think it's General Milley who's speaking to the Russians. It's Rear Admiral Levine, General Milley's former classmate at Belmont Hill High, former football class teammate. They went 1-6.
It's invasion day for Putin, Groundhog Day for Biden.
Every day is Groundhog Day for Joe Biden.
What's the difference between the Russians and the Democrats? The Russians don't want to be communists.
That's true as well.
Someone's in the bedroom with China. Someone's in the bedroom we know. Someone's in the bedroom with China. It's Hunter and the big guy Joe.
Somebody said today, you know, on those Hunter Biden emails from the laptop that they said was Russian disinformation, and then they admitted it wasn't Russian disinformation. They're talking about a 10% cut for the big guy. The way inflation's going, everybody in the country is going to get a 10% cut on all of their money this year through inflation. 10% inflation, that's a 10% cut.
I'm sure Vladimir Putin will think twice about invading Ukraine when he finds out we're sending their fighter pilots extra maternity jumpsuits.
Well, we know they don't need any blankets because the last time Russia threatened them, Obama sent them blankets. They came in through Poland. That's what American help is all about. That's why Putin is quaking in his boots. You know, you get an ultimatum from Blinken or Klain, you know we're not messing around.
Have we reached the part of our diplomatic relations where we offer to drop Putin 1.5 billion in euros in cash on a pallet on a dark Moscow runway?
It's only Monday. That's in the game plan for Wednesday.
Well, Ed, I hear it was pretty cold in New England this weekend.
How cold was it?
Why, it was so cold that Groby Baker kept his hands in his own pockets.
Tomorrow night is Governor Charlie Parker's final State of the State message. It's going to be carried live on TV somewhere, I'm sure. he'll be looking for the overnights. Can someone say the word hash marks?
Yeah, we're drawing lots here on who's going to watch that.
You know damn well nobody's going to watch it, Taylor. I wouldn't ask you to watch it. I will just ask you to look at it the next morning. That's all. It's at 7 o'clock after we go off the air, so nobody watches any of this stuff live anymore, do they? Unless it happens during the show.
Whether it's live or the next morning, somebody's going to watch it, and that's why we're drawing lots.
Good luck, Taylor.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
And I'd like to apologize to all the survivors of all the people who died in the Holyoke Soldiers Home and all the people who died on that highway, the Marines that were run over by the guy who should have lost his license, the foreign national. And I'd like to apologize for not giving back the $52,000 that I got from the nursing home operators. I'd like to apologize to all the millions of people whose jobs I took away with my stupid edicts, and all the business owners I put under. That's some of the stuff you won't have to pull from tomorrow night's State of the State, because he's not going to say that. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The number to leave a message is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like there a second Chump Line, we play all the messages that we didn't use just now. We put in a lot of them into Chopped Chumps, our second Chump Line of the day. You can get Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weeknight, Eastern Standard Time, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Clyde Mays Bourbon, made in Alabama since 1946, an American story of true grit and spirit. Clyde Mays, where they never rush the process, which makes the taste stand apart from all the rest. Clyde Mays, find it at a store near you.
I'm sure Vladimir Putin will think twice about invading Ukraine when he finds out we're sending their fighter pilots extra maternity jumpsuits.
Yeah. Hunter Biden says he's going to draw a red line, only it's going to be a white line if Hunter Biden has to draw it as the special diplomat. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Plan ahead this Valentine's Day with the best deals on roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, you can get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. The closer you get to Valentine's Day, the more expensive flowers get. You know that. So now's the time to order. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which border do you care about more, the U.S.-Mexico border or the Russia-Ukraine border?
U.S.-Mexico.
98% say U.S.-Mexico.
Did you see what's going on on the Syrian near the Syrian Turkish border? ISIS tried to bust into a Kurdish prison where they're holding a bunch of these ISIS terrorists, and they bombed the hell out of them, and they killed like hundreds and hundreds of ISIS terrorists, and some of the escapees got into the local town and were holding hostages. Really a mess, but they killed a lot of ISIS terrorists. I'm more interested in that border struggle than I am in Ukraine, Russia, actually. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I want to play a cut from Fauci yesterday. And, I've often quoted the line from the golden age of Hollywood from one of the studio moguls. And what his description of what not to put in a script, self-pity is not good box office. And I've often thought that is so true. Now, Dr. Fauci didn't get a lot of memos. And one of them was the self-pity is not good box office. So again, he's weeping the buckets. He's a victim too. Cut eight.
Since I have been spending a considerable amount of time trying to propagate public health principles of why it's important for the protection of the individual, of their family, and of society to get vaccinated, for that reason, I've been villainized. So it doesn't feel good, but it's just a fact of life of where we are in society right now, where disinformation and misinformation tends to rule in many respects.
So if you don't have to wear a mask, you have to wear a mask. You have to wear two masks. If 50% of the population gets vaccinated, it'll be over. Then it was 70. Then it was 80%. Now you need a booster. Now you may need two boosters. But he's accusing other people of disinformation. This is a guy who, his story goes around and around and around like a weather vane in a hurricane. But other people are villainizing him because he's trying to propagate. You notice that's a religious word. I'm familiar with that as someone who was raised as a Catholic. The propagation of the faith. That's a very Catholic word, propagate. So he's promoting the Church of COVID. He's propagating the faith, the true faith. Holy Fauci, the church, not Holy Mother, the church. Holy Fauci, the church. Nicole, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nicole.
Okay. Hello.
You there? Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm just wondering why I'm not hearing a talking point about socialized medicine and how disastrous it would be, because it seems to me that now would be the time to drive that point home with everything that's going on. The fact that there's such a failure with this whole COVID thing and what a disaster it is and how they can't even get basic things out to people. And it just seems like it's a perfect time to remind people of how the government would fail with that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because there's another story here somewhere. I've got it about Medicaid. They want to expand Medicaid. That was part of the Build Back Better plan. Get more free stuff for illegal aliens and single adults who don't have kids, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know that over 20% of the Medicaid budget, which is billions, hundreds of billions of dollars a year, over 20% is fraud. 22% to be exact. I'm looking around for the story. I got it somewhere here in my stack of stuff. Let me see where it is. I can't find. But you're right, Nicole. It's been a total disaster, and they've wasted more money on Medicaid than they've wasted on all these COVID relief programs, which have been ripped off by everybody from politicians and ex-NFL players down to former program directors at my radio stations. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Biden was out today, just making a few brief comments. And so at the end of it, the reporters started yelling at him. Peter Ducey, this is really a great accolade. I'm sure Peter Ducey's got to be really feeling good about this one, because by your enemies you will know someone. But so Ducey tried to ask him. He said, "Well, if you won't answer questions about Russia, will you answer questions about inflation?" So it's kind of difficult to hear. But at the very end of it, That's all you got to hear. Here it is.
What do you think, President Biden? Do you think your place is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
So Ducey asked, do you think that inflation is a political liability? And Joe Biden, being sarcastic, kind of under his breath, said, no, it's a great asset.
Yeah.
More inflation. Oh, that's...
What a...
He thought it was off mic, and the beautiful part of this, you can't see it, but Joe Biden said, what a stupid son of a bitch, and then looked at the microphone, and you can almost hear him silently praying, I hope this was off.
Oh, man. The other thing is, isn't that a legitimate question? I mean, every poll now shows that inflation is the number one issue. It's bigger than the catastrophe at the southern border. I mean, it puts COVID not in the back seat, but in the trunk. You know, nobody cares about COVID compared to inflation. And you know, you're a stupid SOB for asking about it. Again,
what a stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah. How about this? Someone says 603. Why are we going to Beijing? Because Hunter Biden got $1.5 billion. There are $1.5 billion reasons to go to Beijing for the Biden crime family, and they all have George Washington's picture on them. I found the story about the Medicaid fraud that Nicole was bringing up, the disaster of public health. When Democrats are dreaming up ways to enlarge the welfare state, I think this was in today's Wall Street Journal, here's a bracing statistic about America's existing safety net. The national improper payment rate for Medicaid is nearly 22%. That quote is taken from a report this week by the Federation for Government Accountability, and it gets FGA, and it gets worse from there. That national figure is for 2021, and most of it, about 80%, is due to eligibility errors. Eligibility errors mean that people receive benefits without evidence that they qualify. And by the way, under the COVID emergency regulations, states are currently unable to unenroll Medicaid beneficiaries for the duration of the emergency unless the person moves out of state or explicitly asks to quit the program. Who's gonna ask to quit the program? You know, everybody they arrest, or half of the illegal aliens they arrest in Massachusetts and New Hampshire that they pick up for identity theft, trying to get a driver's license somewhere, they've always got Medicaid cards, MassHealth, it's called in Massachusetts. That's one of the things they do. That's part of the routine. You move to Lawrence, Lynn, Chelsea, or anywhere, and you get some fake Puerto Rican birth certificate, and then you go and you get the Puerto Rican's driver's license, because Puerto Ricans are American citizens, of course. And then you go and you get your Medicaid, so you don't have to pay any health insurance like an American citizen. The report suggests that states do better at cross-checking Medicaid enrollees against death, employment, wage, and residency records, and also suggests putting an end to self-attesting to eligibility without verification. What could possibly go wrong? Self-attesting to eligibility without verification. And the Wall Street Journal ends it. President Biden's Build Back Better plan would expand Medicaid while creating new entitlements for child care, preschool, and more. Here's an idea. Before Congress spends billions of dollars on tomorrow's great society, make that trillions, I would say, Wall Street Journal, it should deal with the fact that Medicaid cannot account for more than $1 out of every $5 it now spends. If Mr. Biden could figure out how to mend Medicaid majorly, that's a good... maybe the public would trust him with something bigger, like Build Back Better. Mend Medicaid majorly. I like that. All right. 844-500-4242. 42. Remember when Trump called football players SOBs? He was vilified. Remember they said that when Trump called reporters enemies of the people, he just said the mainstream media, the left. He didn't call all reporters, and he didn't call all media. He just said the fake news media were enemies of the people, and that was an attack. That was an assault on the Constitution.
When somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired.
I'm having the vapors. He said,
what a stupid son of a bitch.
Nothing to see here, folks, move along. Nothing to see here. Again, if the Democrats didn't have double standards, they would have no doubles, they would have no standards at all.
I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the Academy. I just want you to know that. Just clap for that, you stupid bastard.
860, Ducey's next question on Mike should be, am I a stupid son of a bitch? I wonder if Grace is gone now, but I wonder how her sister feels about this. Because, Peter Ducey went to the same school as Grace's sister, Villanova. The Villanova Wildcats. It's not a bad school. But I guess Ducey, well, I won't say it. Anyway, this is a column by some guy from the Montreal Gazette. His name is Josh Fried. He seems like a bit of a snowflake. And this is really this column could be from the Babylon Bee, but it's not. It's apparently a real column. I have a confession to make. I recently fled Quebec for a week. A friend told me about an available condo in Florida. My wife and I made a last-second decision to escape briefly and work remotely. But the second we landed, it felt like we'd arrived on another planet. I'm glad you had that ready, Taylor. Another planet. While Quebec is in full confinement mode, Florida is cowboy land, where you barely know COVID is happening despite much higher new case and hospitalization rates than ours. Cowboy land. You know, I'm going to be on a trail crew next weekend, Taylor. We're going to drive 1,000 head of cattle up to Daytona Beach. Rawhide! For starters, everyone's out and about. Filling bars, restaurants, movies, gyms, and jam-packed sports arenas! Restaurants are fully open, and peeking into some, they're mobbed. Waiters can choose whether or not to wear masks, and at least half don't. In ever-friendly America, why did he go to this new planet? Some customers even shake hands with their waiters before leaving, as if to say, thanks, I'll have some germs for dessert. It's easy to spot Canadians at restaurants, as we're the ones properly masked and nervously sitting on the terrace, even in the rain. I used to work in Maine in a restaurant, and we could spot the Canadians too. I won't tell you, I'll leave it at that. I don't want to offend our Canadian listeners. You can see the difference in the media too. In Quebec, COVID totally dominates the news because there's almost nothing else happening. In Florida, it's the reverse. I checked the prestigious Miami Herald. Prestigious? It's about the size of a weekend flyer for a supermarket chain, whether it's Kroger's or Winn-Dixie or Publix down here or Market Basket up north. But he checked the prestigious the Miami Herald, and the first mention of COVID anywhere in the paper was exactly 18 stories down. Meanwhile, in La Presse, the same day, I guess that's the big paper in Montreal, the top six stories were about COVID. I guess that's why I never read La Presse, that and the fact that it's not in English. By any measure, Florida life seems surreal, as if everybody's wearing blinders and trying not to notice a disease that's killed more than 63,000 Floridians. We Montrealers live in a tense, depressing pandemic bubble, all COVID all the time, which is why many people have stopped following the news. You think, Josh Fried? Let's get on board. Hey, Wishbone, cook up some stew for us on this drive. We're heading north through Martin County to Daytona Beach. We're going to get the cattle to the public's yard to be slaughtered. Because this is cowboy land down here in Florida. In Florida, entire conversations happen without the C word mentioned. No, the C word is the cattle drive, unless you bring it up, which of course I did. I asked a group of seven 60-somethings I met in a restaurant terrace how they felt about Florida's non-existent pandemic rules. Every last one said how they loved how Florida handles things. In the words of one woman, our philosophy here is, I look after myself and you look after yourself. If you want to wear a mask indoors, you should. If you don't want to go to a restaurant, you shouldn't. He got the vapors, Josh Fried did, when he heard that. I mentioned Quebec's recent curfew, but they all just laughed, dismissing it as Canadian communism. Many others obviously agree, as more people moved to Florida during the pandemic than any other state. Thousands of Quebecers have also looked into moving there since the pandemic. It's a tale of two worlds. I'd prefer something between the cowboy individualism of Florida. There's that word again, cowboy. And the heavy-handed paternalistic rules of Quebec during this fifth wave. Our curfew was lifted, but we still can't legally invite anyone to our home. Britain, France, Spain, and other European countries are starting to live with Omicron. Ontario plans to do likewise. When will ever Quebec? I got more to read here, but we're going to have to take a break here. But there's more. He's talking about the free PCR test down here. It's hilarious. Now's the time to reset my daily routine to focus on what's most important when I come back from the cattle drive. And HelloFresh helps me do just that. With everything I need to cook at home delivered right to my door, HelloFresh saves me a trip to the grocery store every week and takes the stress out of sticking to my goals for the new year. With 50 weekly menu and market items that change every week, including veggie, calorie-smart, family-friendly, and gourmet recipe options, there's always something new and delicious to try.
Especially if one of your goals is, you know, lose weight or stay healthy, things of that nature, and you want to go with something more caloric-minded involved, HelloFresh makes that super easy. My wife and I, we did some lighter meals with HelloFresh earlier this year, and they were fantastic and very flavorful. You'd, in most cases, never know that you're not eating something that isn't full of carbohydrates or stuffed with calories, because they put a nice twist on everything. It takes your mind off of, hey, this is lighter fare that I'm indulging in, and you think you're really getting a treat.
I'm big on takeout, so are we all, but that's heavy calories. And you know, the thing is, though, you don't have to get takeout all the time. Every HelloFresh dish is chef-crafted and made with high-quality ingredients, so I can serve up restaurant-worthy food without leaving my home. HelloFresh also saves me money by helping me cut back on excess food waste, so I can put some extra cash towards other 2022 goals, like fighting off Biden's inflation. And I don't care if he thinks I'm a stupid SOB for thinking about that. I'm thinking about it. Everybody's thinking about it. You want to save money. And that's how you do it with HelloFresh, because you get a lot of product and you don't waste food. I'm excited to try new recipes like spicy Peruvian chicken and loaded rice to put my kitchen skills to the test, or one-pan Cantina shrimp fajitas for something easier. HelloFresh has options for every time of the day, including spinach and feta egg bites and ready-to-eat cucumber salad-stuffed pita pockets. It's just a great product. You get that delivery once a week. It comes in a blue box. They leave it at your front door or in your driveway, and you know you don't have to go out to the supermarket for another close to a week, and you're all set. And it's good food. Every recipe is a winner. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
It's tough on that cattle drive up I-95. Sometimes we take the cattle down the Dixie Highway. They like to see the T-shirt shops and the seashell shops, the Longhorns. All right, 844-500-4242. Back to Josh Fried for just one second here, last paragraph. To fly home, this to Montreal, we needed a COVID PCR test, almost impossible to come by in Montreal with lineups hours long at most hospitals. Consequently, the Quebec government won't allow anyone but the very sick to take them, while travelers must go to private clinics and pay perhaps $200. Meanwhile, he's in shock here when he says this, every Florida pharmacy does free PCR tests, even for traveling foreigners. It seems bizarre in a country with no universal Medicare, where people are often bankrupted by medical bills. Yeah, what do you just watch CNN, read the New York Times, Josh? How stupid can you be? 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Howie. Hey, I listened to your podcast one day late. Mr. Garcia was on fire on Friday. What the hell going on, Mr. Carr? that dude's great, man. Anyway, being a border town, Arizona out here, we're wondering why there was no mention of the rush of people seeking services from the taxpayers here in the great United States.
Let me ask you something, John, are you more worried about the border where you live in Arizona or the border in the Ukraine?
Very definitely our border, sir.
Yeah, I'm more worried about your border, because your border is my border. Ukraine border is not either of our borders. Thank you, John. Keep listening. I'm Howie Carr.